by being smarter. A gentleman's asking me about an issue that I know very little about, education. I'm going to take a little different road on this. My wife and I enjoy giving money to literacy services in Milwaukee. And the reason is that 27% of the adults in the city of Milwaukee are functionally illiterate. 27%. 27% of the adults in Milwaukee can't read or write at our third grade level, right? So when I first moved here in 1974, Alice Chalmers had almost 32,000 people working, right? And I had a chance to talk to you, the guy that ran Alice Chalmers, right, when I moved into town. And he would tell me story after story about families where they had a worker at Alice Chalmers, didn't know how to read and write. You could afford a middle-class lifestyle, send your kids to college, didn't matter, you didn't know how to read or write. So those jobs are gone, right? So one of the concerns isn't just that we've got almost 10% unemployment, but you've got about a third of those people that are unemployable, right? Even if you work at McDonald's, you need to know how to read and write and read a computer monitor. So, you know, part of the challenge, I think, for the country moving forward is, you know, how do we change that mindset? And, you know, how do we increase literacy rates? There's no way I'd ever hire someone that couldn't read or write. You need to give people a hand up, not just a hand out, as they say. So not just putting a plug in for literacy services. Great charity, in my opinion. But the other point is that I think we need to structure the education in such a way that you can go out and into the workforce and get a job, right? And I don't know that that's happening. And, you know, I'm going to take it easy here because there are some people here this morning that are experts in education, and I'm talking about an area outside my level of expertise. But I think it's critically important to focus on education. I'll tell you just a quick story here. I talked to a gentleman a couple of weeks ago that hires people, and he was talking about how difficult it is to find engineers in many areas of the country. So you talk about the jobless rates, and you talk about how many people are unemployed. This person's opinion was he thought it was really difficult to hire skilled, talented people right now in the United States. So it's there are jobs out there, you know, but you need to possess cognitive skills to function in the workplace. And in terms of competing with the Chinese, my attitude is bring it on. We didn't get to be the biggest country on the planet for nothing. The resiliency of the American people is astonishing, in my opinion. And I don't want to get sidetracked with my answer other than to say, couldn't agree with you more. I think education is critical.